Coming off the heels of the New Hampshire primary, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton took to the stage in Milwaukee to do whatever they could to attract the attention of South Carolina primary voters. Didn't watch it? Here's what happened in 90 seconds. Everything started out fine with boring opening statements and Clinton trying to remind young women, who haven't been supportive of her lately, that they could vote for her too, you know?
Women are empowered to make their own choices, even if that choice is not to vote for me.
Then Sanders talked our ears off about factory jobs.
Now, no one thinks the working in a factory is the greatest job in the world, but you know what? You could make a middle-class wage.
But this dude advocates so hard for a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour. Quick economics lesson, when you raise the minimum wage to 15 bucks, employers just hire less people, meaning those factory jobs would likely feel the burn in the end.
Ah.
That being said, the pair of glasses was spot on when he called out Republican candidates for wanting to cut back government on fiscal issues, but not on social issues.
When it comes to a woman having to make a very personal choice, in that case, my Republican colleagues love the government.
And then Sanders went after Clinton's hawkish foreign policy friends.
She talked about getting the approval or the support of Henry Kissinger.
Journalists have asked who you do listen to on foreign policy, and we have yet to know who that is.
Well, it ain't Henry Kissinger, that's for sure.
In fact, Sanders went after her pretty hard on foreign policy.
Where Secretary Clinton and I disagree is the area of regime change.
I do not believe a vote in 2002 is a plan to defeat ISIS in 2016.
But there was this.
Is it fair for Americans who fear government to fear you?
No, but it is absolutely fair and necessary for Americans to vet both of our proposals.
All right, let's do that. See, both of these cute little donkeys want to expand government by the same amount.
$100 billion. A year.
$100 billion a year.
But don't worry, America, it's...
Paid for.
Oh, Jesus, that's never going to work out. And that's about all we got from the Democratic debate.